This is CliffCentral.com.
This morning we're going to get you to know the guys from Digital Campus, get you to meet Busisiwe Remekwe and Gavin Olafide. I announced you just by your surname just now, Busisiwe, because Sia gave me only your surname. And I thought, but hang on, I know her name is Busisiwe because I've met you before. It's nice to see you. So you guys have been... you've been working on this for probably many years already, because it seems like a no-brainer to many of us. If you could do what most students want to do, which is to study, get a degree, or do short courses, and do them on the internet, where you don't have to pay a transport fee to and from campus, you don't have to arrange accommodation, you have to make sure that you're fed, you have to buy a whole bunch of expensive books. I mean, we can go through all the advantages in a moment or two. But I'm really excited about this, because to me this represents an accessibility to education which was before now unrivaled and unavailable. It represents an opportunity for anyone to be able to learn, and to do so at a much cheaper rate and a much reduced cost compared to the fact that tertiary education was just out of reach for most people up to now. And it's infinitely scalable. You don't have to worry about class sizes. You don't have to worry about how many lecturers there are, or whether or not there's, you know, some reason that the lecture has to be cancelled or postponed or moved or whatever it is. So Digital Campus to me seems like such an obvious thing to do. But when did it become obvious to you guys? Gavin? Busi? When?
Thanks, Gareth. Yeah. So probably about three and a half years ago, we as Allo Management Group, we've always played in the digital space. So, you know, we part of what we do is take e-learning to market. What was missing from that was really a partnership with a quality university such as Wits.
Because you need someone, you need an institution who can give you credible qualifications.
Yeah.
And can back those up with, you know, kind of a recognized standard of having learned something, a certificate effect.
Yeah, you do need the certificate, and that certainly is what people are paying for. So, you know, the world of online learning, content is pervasive. You can find content anywhere. You can go online, you can Google anything, you can watch a YouTube video on how to do something on Excel or whatever the case it is.
Well, but Ben's an expert on Rwanda. He only spent a couple of days there, but he knows a lot. Doesn't mean he's got a qualification in Rwanda.
No, he certainly probably doesn't. He might have lots of opinions on it, but the qualifications would be lacking. And that's what we really bring to the party, is the ability to study online in this boundaryless environment, and gain a certificate of competence at the end of it from a recognized top university such as Wits. So we looked at that, we reached out to them, they were open to it, and digital is the way to go, and the university is recognizing that beyond short courses into the future.
So Busisiwe, I went through some of the obvious advantages of this and what would make it an attractive proposition to anybody who wants to study a short course or, you know, part of a degree or whatever it might be. How do you see these advantages? Did I leave any out? Are there any extra ones, some obvious ones that I'm not even aware of? When it comes to learning online, you can do it anywhere.
There's one of my personal favorites, which is the idea of continuous learning. So in class, you have an hour. The lecturer says, okay, you're with me for an hour, and after this hour, I'm out. So you need to get as much as you can in the hour that I'm going to give you. And you sit there and you try to scramble through and not look at your phone, not look at your friend. But with online learning, it's continuous. You go home and you still have the classroom with you. You're at work and you still have the classroom with you. So far as you have a technological device, a phone, you have the classroom with you. You have an advantage of having the lecturer with you to still answer those questions. Because in school, you're always nervous. Like, did I get enough in that hour? Did he answer all my questions in that hour? Did I ask all my questions in an hour? So digital definitely gives an advantage of continuous learning. And in the world that we're living in now, where people need to earn, they also need to learn as well. And online allows you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that as a student, you expect someone else to pay for you for a few years. You know, in this situation, you can go out and get a job and you can earn enough to be able to buy your food and, you know, make sure you pay your rent and all that kind of thing. But you can also be studying at the same time. Now, you mentioned this ongoing, you know, consistent what did you call it?
Continuous
learning. Now, to me, that makes a lot more sense too, because if you did a degree in, I don't know, in any technological sort of subject matter 5 years ago, that's so outdated already. In fact, if you did it like most qualified professionals 10, 20 years ago in an important job now, that's irrelevant stuff. The continuous learning is stuff that you obviously use to supplement and revise and improve based on what's currently being discovered, currently being unbundled. And that would obviously make whatever you're learning now far more relevant than anything that was learned before.
Yeah, that would be spot on, Gareth. You know, the rate of change in business and in the world today with digital, everything's going digital. You know, the access to information is just being democratized, to coin a phrase that I know is hitting out in the market at the moment. But, you know, the need to stay abreast with the developments that are happening out in the world is crucial. And the more you're able to do that, the more you're able to prepare yourself for the next evolution in your career. So what is my next step? And the better you're able to plan that. So if you think of when you started studying at university yourself, you had a curriculum of things that you would have to go through.
Right.
You know, year one, year two, year three, etc. When you left there, some of it is still relevant, some of it, you know, has aged. What is my next step? What is next for me to keep me relevant, either in my current job, to perform better in the job that I'm in today, or preparing me for the next job? And if you're not learning continuously, you're going to fall behind. And you're going to be overlooked.
And when we come to the situation of certification, this is obviously for some people a very difficult thing to get their heads around, because universities, first of all, talk to other universities. There's kind of this academic, what would you call it? It's almost like a community of people who review each other to make sure that they aren't just saying that they've got a PhD in this, that they've actually, you know, lived up to the standard required. Now, that counts for certificates of competence. And these ones, because they're WITS University recognized, they have a high degree of, what would you call it, credibility?
Yeah, credibility or currency. So it has a value. So if you walk out of, if you've done a certificate of competence, you're walking around with something that's, it has value, it has currency. You can trade it, as it were. You can go into an employer and say, I have completed this with WITS University, here it is, and people will recognize it, people can see the outcomes of the whatever course you went on, and they would see it as having value in the workplace.
What kinds of courses are we talking about?
So very much occupationally directed, looking at the business professional, looking at the person wanting to advance his or her career. So we've looked at, and we chose very selectively out of that sort of category of courses, and we looked at scarce and critical skills in the country. Something that we keep seeing popping up is, for example, project management. You know, everybody's, you know, every job has a project associated with it, but to what extent are we really managing projects really efficiently and effectively? But it's a broad range of skills, and some quite specialized skills as well within the human resources space, and you know, looking at finance skills for you trying to bridge into a new position, and perhaps you've never been exposed to the world of finance, and enabling you to really manage your business better. So small businesses out there, people need to really know what's happening in their finances, and so we looked at those types of courses.
And what sort of feedback are you getting from the market? What kind of answers are you getting from people?
So the market really, I think, is responding well. They like the flexibility. They like the change that we brought into the space. We're seeing today that we're doing the same sort of numbers as WITS is doing course for course in the online environment. And this year we may even pip them.
Terrific.
So.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the other things that people enjoy about our course is that they're not restricted to one market. So you find a lot of people wanting to do digital marketing, not exactly because they're in the marketing space or anything, because they're interested in this digital transformation. How can I get my business out there? I'll definitely need marketing. But right now, we need a different type of marketing, a digital marketing. And you find entrepreneurs looking into digital marketing, business owners looking into digital marketing, as well as project management. I think way back then, it was more people in logistics that wanted to do project management. But now you find even people in government and parliament saying, I handle a lot of projects. So I think a project management course would help me. And we don't restrict them in that. We don't say, oh no, you're not in the project space, so you cannot do that. A lot of our courses allow a range of people to do them and advance.
What would it cost me to get a certificate of competence in project management?
So there's two
levels. How much time is it going to take?
Cool. So there's two level programs. It's an entry level program that costs you 12,500 rand VAT inclusive for 10-week experience, all online with all the accessibility and stuff that Busisiwe was talking about. And then there's an advanced project management course for the more advanced, the more experienced project manager out there, somebody really looking to embed his or her skills in that space, and that would set you back 19,500.
That's still really reasonable. If you think about what it costs to go to university for a year, get a degree that might not even be worth anything after 3 or 4 years from getting it, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, we like to think so. And, there's affordability is a big thing for us. So we look at that very critically in the market. We look at what similar courses would go for. The interesting thing, Gareth, that we find with, there's many people out there that knock on our doors and say, I really would love to do a course like this. I'd really like to advance my career. And when we put the numbers on the table, given our past, many people say, geez, I just can't afford it. So we're looking at crowdfunding ways of getting people access to funding such that they can do that. So we talk to corporates and say use the spare cash that you have in your socioeconomic development spend and come and sponsor somebody to advance their careers and get a better job.
I would imagine it's also really handy to upskill your own staff if you're a company. This is a way for you to get that person who you can see has potential to become a manager or to start taking on more responsibility, to put them in a position where they can learn this stuff, and then they essentially qualify themselves for a promotion. This is about adding value to yourself.
This is about adding value to yourself and adding value to your business. So, it's all about performance at the end of the day. That's certainly what we look at. And so when we put these courses out there for people, we're saying help the individual grow, but help the organization grow at the same time, particularly if the organization is funding it. Right. The organizations are looking to say, what's my return? What am I getting out of this? And there's all kinds of benefits associated with that.
So some of these courses are project management, business accounting. I mean, this is something that anyone could benefit from, basic business accounting. That sounds to me like a winner across the board. Financial management of a business operation, principles of marketing, so many other things. And just a little bit of background on Gavin and Busisiwe. Busisiwe has been in communications, new business development as a researcher. She also joined Digital Campus in 2017. And are you having fun there?
I am. It's actually, I am a big lover of people and growth and learning. And Digital Campus helps me see that at the forefront. People who want to advance, organizations that want to perform better. With the economy that we have, we need self-reliant people, people who can stand on their own. Organizations need to be more self-reliant and not dependent on the economy. And learning helps them do that, and I'm at the forefront. So it's good.
And you, Gavin, you joined the LRMG Performance Agency in 2007, so that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you haven't been bored for a minute since.
No, it's a dynamic environment, Gareth. It changes constantly. So we have opportunities to not only grow through acquisition as a business, but we also grow through organic growth and starting things like Digital Campus and taking those to market.
Well, it certainly worked. I mean, you brought 28,000 people into basic financial literacy.
Yeah, that was a brilliant project that we ran in partnership with one of the large banks. And, so we developed a course, a classroom-based intervention that we trained 28,000 people on just understanding their finances, understanding what it means to budget, understanding the difference between needs and wants, all of these things that are crucial to people making better decisions about their money, irrespective of if you get a 100 rand, 1,000 or 10,000 rand a month. It doesn't matter. Those decisions that we make about how we manage those finances are fundamental skills.
So education is finally going online, and it's finally open and accessible to everybody, and that's Digital Campus. You can find out more by going to cliffcentral.com. We'll be launching a brand new series of podcasts with Digital Campus, which we'll tell you about, and where we'll explain some of the different aspects of these courses, the various benefits, the costs, all the things that you need to know. And who has time to read all of this stuff these days? It's much easier to just pop on a podcast and you get to listen to it on your way into work in the morning. Or if you're busy at the gym or you're busy cooking dinner or whatever it might be, you get to hear these things and then you get to make the decision in your own time. Sign up, and before you know it, you've got a degree or a certificate or anything else in terms of what it is that will improve your ability to make a difference in your occupation. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for the time.
Pleasure to see you. Thank you, Busisiwe. Thank you very much, Gavin. And that is Digital Campus. Right, Mavs? You're the host here.
Well, I mean, I have been contemplating taking up something because, you know, I feel pressured to go back to school in some way. This fits in perfectly within my situation at the moment, so I'm seriously considering it.
I think it'll be terrific. What are you going to do, Mubs?
I haven't decided yet, Gareth.
Yeah,
I'm going to go through the menu of courses and see what...
In the meantime, listen to the podcasts and Mubs will explain how she's also in a bit of a learning curve at the moment. And you can hear in Busisiwe and Gavin's own words how Digital Campus works. Thanks very much, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.